Hi friend, do you have a business that is maybe a virtual or an online business, or you work out of your home and you need a mailing address? You want to look professional, you want to be professional, you maybe want to receive mail, but not at your personal address. You want that extra level of privacy? Well, consider getting a virtual mailbox through iPostal. iPostal is a company I've been working with and using for years. I personally have had multiple businesses with a virtual suite, and that's even cooler and more advanced than a PO box. So if you go to findyourflow.com/mailbox, you can learn all about the services that they offer. If you get faxes there, you can get physical products or packages mailed to that address and they will notify you. They can scan in your mail and you can look it up online, so you never have to leave your house to have your mail processed for your business. So really powerful stuff, really affordable for small businesses just getting started and scalable as your business grows. So go to findyourflow.com/mailbox to learn all about it. And until next time, my friend, be flowing.
Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is Enough is Enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. What's it mean? You know what it means. It means time to call it quits on that. Time to cut that person off. Time to stop taking that BS. Time to move on to the next episode. Time to do that thing that you maybe are trying to postpone. Maybe trying to put it off. And sometimes it's, maybe a relationship. It's gone on too long and you know it. Some part of you knows it. And yet you just, maybe they'll change. Maybe it'll work out. Maybe not, right? What point do you say enough is enough? And have you already said that and then you maybe went back and then gave them another chance? And this doesn't have to be a relationship, right? It could be any number of things. Enough drinking. I went out drinking again and I got sick and I felt like really bad in the morning. Enough's enough. I'm not going to do that anymore. And then next weekend rolls around. Rage. Enough's enough. So what are these things that we need to cut out of our lives? A lot of times, it's maybe not as obvious, right? Again, if it's something that we're aware of, but yet we're still doing it, why are we still doing it? Maybe it is super obvious. And maybe it's obvious to everyone but us. Everybody else is looking at us, at you, at me. I'm like, why do they keep doing that thing? When are they going to say enough's enough and just stop doing that? It's not working out for them. It's not supporting. They're not seeing how this is hurting them. So it's not always easy for us to help somebody else see, because it's easier for us to see their things that they should stop doing, right? It's a little hard when it's our own selves sometimes, but we could see it easier when somebody else is doing it. Like, why are you still seeing that person? Why are you still doing that unhealthy thing? Why are you still making this bad decision over and over again? Enough's enough, man. Knock it off. What are you talking about? It's great. I love it. It's not so bad. And sometimes it's not our position to say anything, right? Sometimes we just kind of have to stand by and let them learn, right? Who are we to judge in some of these cases? And then sometimes it's enough is enough. They're doing this and I can't stand by and watch them. I got to say something. Got to express my feelings. I got to get this off my chest. I got to say my piece, right? So with this topic, I think that I didn't have a specific enough is enough story to share with it, but I think it's just kind of a general idea of enough is enough, because sometimes I hear the same excuses over and over and over again. So one of the things I like to do on this podcast is I like to throw myself into situations where I don't know what I'm going to say. That's a big part of this podcast, believe it or not. And you're like, yes, we believe it, Winston. We get it. We can hear what you're doing there. That's okay. That's okay, friend, because I wait for the inspiration of the topic in some of these cases, and then I just let the mind flow, right? I get into a flow state. I don't know exactly always what I'm going to say. I let inspiration guide me. So when I hear, if you're new to the show, I am my day job, I consult businesses. I work with businesses from all over the United States, and I get to help them grow their business online. It's really, really an amazing thing I get to do. I love it. I love working with business owners. I love business owners. I love the kind of person that says, I'm going to build this thing for myself, for my family, for my legacy, for my favorite charity, for my favorite church. I'm going to build this company. I'm going to invest my money, my time, my energy into making this thing happen. I've got this dream and I'm going to go for it. Heck yeah, go for it, friend. Go for it. I want to support you. All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about your business and your goals and where you're at and what you're going to do to help to work your way toward your goals. And everybody, for the most part, starts off pretty optimistic. Overly optimistic in many situations, right? Because they make it so, look so easy on TV to have a business and be a business owner. And we read about these people that are making millions and they're so rich and oh, they just started in the garage and now they're billionaires. Oh my gosh, me too. And it doesn't always work out that way. And it usually does not happen overnight, even though that's the way it's always portrayed. Right? It's like, oh, so and so was just sitting there one day and now they're a billionaire. No, that's not actually how that went down. So this is important because enough's enough. We gotta be able to have somebody who we trust to be able to call us on our BS, to be able to point out to us when we are off the path. Because if we don't have somebody like that in our lives, and we're in a situation where dating a person that is toxic for us, or we are going into a business venture that is destined for failure, or any other number of poor choices that we could make, and we don't have a trustworthy sounding board or somebody, friend, confidant, somebody who can give us that other perspective, we can really get ourselves into a lot of trouble, right? And if we have just like family and friends, people who, not that we maybe don't trust them or don't feel confident, we appreciate them, we respect them, all that, but if they're not where we want to be, if they don't understand our dreams, our passion, our purpose, our goals, then as much as they want to help us and we want them to help us, they may not actually be able to. Is that fair? Right? Uncle Joe, who's worked for the man for the last 50 years, probably not going to be able to give you any good advice about starting a business, right? He doesn't have it, or maybe he gives you this. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah, go find a good company to work for and get a retirement package and 401k and do that for 50 years and then you'll be good. I tried to start a business once and I lost my shirt. Right? Only sleazeballs and thieves start businesses. I'm just making this up, right? But we hear these opinions, unsolicited in many cases, that just it's like just don't, just save your breath, friend. I appreciate you trying to help me, but you obviously don't know what you're talking about, right? So we smile and nod. Maybe we get into it with them. Maybe it becomes an emotional fight, right? Because they're trying to help you. They're trying to save you from pain that they've experienced. Maybe they've been through that. They bought into that, you know, knife company, and they went out and tried to sell some knives. Nobody wanted to buy it. People shut the door on their face. They tried to sell insurance, and nobody wanted to buy insurance from them. Everybody's already got insurance. Everybody's earning an insurance agent. You don't just go out there and sell insurance. Nobody was going to buy it from you. You're going to waste your money going and getting a license like that, putting all your time into learning all this stuff that isn't going to help you. Right? Everybody's got an opinion about these things. I work with a lot of students who hide what they're doing from their family. They don't want to let people know what they're up to because they know those people are going to say, you invested how much? You're doing what? You have no business getting into real estate. You have no business hiring a coach to show you what to do. I'll tell you what to do. You give me that money. You give me that money. You know, spend it. Let's go on a vacation with that money. I need a new car with that money, right? And these a lot of people recognize when their family is not supportive, and they work around it, right? They hire professionals in some cases, such as myself or such as the other folks on our teams, and now they have a much better shot because they have people supporting them. People have been down the path already that can say, yeah, this will work. This probably won't. Oh, that's looking great. Keep working on that. You know, people that have a different perspective and are probably, in most cases, less emotionally attached, which can be hugely helpful, right? Because if somebody is on your team and they're depending on you making this business work and to be able to eat and keep the lights on and a roof over their heads, those decisions are going to be made very differently when that kind of emotional charge is present, right? Versus somebody who is not quite as, affected by it. You can make a more rational, more logical decision that's not as emotionally charged. So knowing when to say enough's enough, I got to get professional help, I think is a really important thing. And it can be especially tough, again, because it's like usually the people that we love the most and want to help the most that are sometimes the people that are the most not helpful for what we're trying to do. It's like, bless their little hearts. They're trying to help us. They mean well, gosh darn it. And yet they're, enough is enough. Can't deal with your stuff anymore, friend or parent-in-law or whoever, right? It could take many shapes. So knowing when to draw the line, and it's not that there's a hard and fast line, right? It's not so easy. Okay, Winston, yeah, draw the line. Draw the line where? What point? Well, that's up to you, friend, right? I don't know your particular situation. I can only give out general advice on this podcast, and I try not to even do that, but I guess that's probably all I really do is give advice, in a sense. So I try to share stories, right? I share anecdotes. And experience. I guess that's probably what I should try to share, right? My own experiences. Plus, I have the depths of experiences of the people that I work with, which is in the thousands now, thousands of business owners that I've been able to work with. So I get to draw upon all their experience and share that with you as well. And hopefully you see the value in that. And hopefully I'm doing a good job of presenting that value in a way that is accessible and useful for you. So, enough is enough. I will try to give you some indications, okay? So, patterns, right? I'm big on patterns. If you've been listening to the podcast at all for any amount of time, you've probably heard me talk about patterns or habits at least half a dozen times because it's such an important and prevalent thing when you become aware of it. And so, if you start to recognize patterns or habits or experiences that you do not like, then what is the underlying pattern? What in your own personal history has brought you back to this point? What lesson have you not yet learned that has allowed you to move beyond that sticking point? When do you say enough is enough? I'm tired of this experience, of this routine, of this pattern. I am going to do something to change it. That's up to you, right? That's up to you. How bad is the pain? Most people will move away from pain more than they will toward pleasure. That's a sales marketing kind of piece of knowledge there for you. So what does that mean exactly? That means that if we were trying to sell something, a product or a service, as a marketer, as a salesperson, we could show you all the amazing good things this will do for you. Oh, this will make you feel better. This will help you lose weight. This will give you, all the attention of the folks that you want attention from, right? Those are all positive things, and people love that, right? We want that. But it's not always enough to get somebody to move. But you know what works even better than telling somebody all the amazing things they're going to get is really pointing out the pain that they're experiencing. Hey, are you tired of not getting any attention from that special person you want or those special people that you like? Are you tired of feeling like junk when you wake up and when you go through your day? Are you sick and overwhelmed by all the energy you waste every day trying to do this thing to get that attention? Wouldn't it be nice if you could just hit this easy button and that would all go away? Yes, yes, make it go away. Okay, for just four payments of $99.95, make that pain go right away for you. So this idea of moving away from pain, and I'm not making this up, friend, by the way. Like, this isn't Winston's wisdom. This is just me reciting stuff to you that I've studied and practiced in marketing. Right, as a marketing, as an internet marketer, as a marketing consultant, whatnot. And this applies, I think, to the topic of today's episode, because that pain, where's the tipping point? When does it hurt bad enough that you're willing to do something to change it? Sometimes, I hear people cough, right? Out and about, hear somebody cough. And there's a cough like, oh, that person's sick. And then there's a cough like, oh, that person's been smoking for 50 years, right? It's a different cough. And at that point, it's like, well, shoot, you know, how much longer do they really got? Why is it worth trying to quit? I don't know. But let's say they were younger and they're not feeling that pain. They have a cough and it's bothersome, but is it enough to quit? Nah. What would be the pros? Oh, I could breathe more. I breathe fine. I don't do anything. I don't exercise. I don't need more air. I'm fine. Right? Oh, your breath would smell better. Who cares? I could put some gum in my mouth. Oh, you could save all this money. Yeah. Money's awesome. But what would I buy with it? Buy more cigarettes. Okay. Well, how's about you maybe don't die right away? Yeah, I don't want to die right away. Well, how's about you don't get cancer that's super painful and you have to go through all these surgeries to have it removed and chemo and all these crappy things? Yeah, that's pretty terrifying. You get the idea, right? At what point does, and maybe you are somebody that moves more toward pleasure than away from pain. Know thyself, friend, right? I'm throwing out generalizations again. So know yourself. If you're more motivated by the carrot than the stick, great. Set up some things that will help you move toward that. If you're more motivated by the stick, the penalty, then set up some accountability with someone, a friend, family member, somebody who you can set the rules. Like, hey, if I don't hit this goal or if I don't change this by that time, then this thing happens to me that sucks. And you get to be the one to enforce it, or at least make sure it gets enforced. Okay, cool. So when you've had enough, it's time to say enough is enough, then the tough get going. What are you going to do, friend? What's going to be that one thing that you change to make that change happen for you? So you can finally say, enough is enough. Done with that. Moving on. Peace out. And go get it. Go do it, friend. Go be it. Go have it. And until next time, be flowing.
Hi friend, do you have a business or a side hustle and you want to appear more professional and give yourself a sense of privacy so you're not always giving out your personal phone number when doing business transactions? Well, check out my friends at Freedom Voice. You can go to findyourflow.com/phone. And this is a company I've personally been using for years. And I really enjoy having a 1-800 number. That's my personal preference. You might choose a local number, but it's great because I get multiple extensions. So I have a different extension for each of my different companies, each of my different brands. If you have people on your team, you could give a different extension to each person on your team. They get their own voicemail, their own mailbox. So really powerful tool and a great way to up your professional game, your business game. So go to findyourflow.com/phone to learn more. And until next time, my friend, be flowing.